WTAW News Time, approaching 7:06. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The tie has been broken in the election for the College Station School Board.
It's been a very strange process. And, it's relieving, but it's been a very surreal, experience and evening.
Mike Nugent received all four provisional ballots that were added by the Brazos County Ballot Board last night. Superintendent Clark Ely was also at the county clerk's office.
I really just want to say a great deal of thanks to the Brazos County, to Karen McQueen, to Marilyn Strada, for those who helped walk us through what we needed to do.
The final unofficial total will be canvassed by the CSISD board tomorrow morning. There's been an arrest from a disturbance the weekend before last in the parking lot of a Bryan nightclub where a man's hand was cut off with a machete. 38-year-old Paulino Martinez of Bryan was picked up near San Antonio on Saturday and was transported to the Brazos County Jail. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says no one else has been charged.
Investigation continues.
At this point, there are still some things that they're going to have to do to finish up the case, but yes, wrapping up, I would say.
The man who lost his hand, who was also armed with a machete during the fight in the parking lot of the Tropicana Club, remains hospitalized. In addition to new charges, Martinez is accused of violating probation from firing a gun 3.5 years ago inside another Bryan bar, Villar El Tapatio, and Martinez is being held for immigration authorities. A Rockdale couple was arrested in Caldwell Saturday on charges of online solicitation of three underage girls. Burleson County Sheriff's Deputy Christine Labertu says the girls were not harmed.
In July of 2015, investigators discovered a plan involving a married couple conspiring to meet with three juvenile females ages 11, 14, and 16 in Caldwell. They detailed a plan for deviant sexual acts with the juveniles to include making pornographic movies.
In the Burleson County Jail are 37-year-old Joseph Schiffelbein and 20-year-old Ashley Straub.
Our investigators are still working on it, so they made it pretty apparent that they expected more arrests.
Labertu says to contact authorities if you expect anyone is exploiting juveniles or if you are aware of a child who is involved in a dangerous online relationship. Next Monday is the first day to file for next year's elections, but another local incumbent has announced a re-election bid. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons is seeking a second term. Previously announcing their intent to run for re-election are Sheriff Chris Kirk and Brazos County State Representatives John Rainey and Kyle Cassell. Rainey has one opponent, former College Station City Councilman Jess Fields. The filing deadline is December 14th. Entries for the 89th BCS Christmas Parade are now being accepted. Parade Chairwoman Penny Zent says a couple of changes will benefit parade participants.
Cash prizes have gone up just a little bit in a couple of categories. We've instituted a cash award, in fact, for the pooper scoopers, which is very important to the parade, as you can well imagine.
Zent says this year's theme is Winter Wonderland, and entries are due Friday, November 20th. The parade is Sunday, December 6th at 2 p.m. More information is online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Business owners, I'm going to figure you probably need more capacity on your network and you may need more phones. Well, Suddenlink can help you with both of those because we are gig city now. 8% of the cities in the United States are 1 gig internet cities. A gig is exactly 1,000 megs, or it's basically 100 times faster than your typical phone company internet. And, if you've got high speed at home through Suddenlink and then you go to your office and you don't have the speed and the capacity you want, just makes sense. Make the phone call right now. Chad Cowan can handle that for you. 595-2413 is his number. He can provide a business solution for you that's perfect for your business. Right now you can get 75 meg downloads and 10 meg uploads for as low as $124.95 a month. And you take that and you bundle it with phone service, and you've got a great combination. And with the phone service from Suddenlink, remember, you get to keep your phone number, you get to keep the equipment that you've already invested in, and you can grow your phone network as you need to. And you may not need 1 gig right now, and that's fine, but when you do, it'll be there. That's what Suddenlink has done. They're thinking ahead, so it'll make it better for you in the future for your business as well. So call Chad Cowan again. The number is 595-2413. Or you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business. 6 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 6 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers' bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
Good morning. About 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Could be some breaks of sunshine around the region this morning, but the clouds will hold the upper hand, especially this afternoon. Temperatures today are going to be close to 75, but late today we could see a stray shower. Cloudy, breezy tonight, the risk of a stray shower, overnight lows 65 to 70. More clouds, staying breezy tomorrow, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms will pop up during the day. Clearing tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Sunshine Thursday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with the A&M soccer team making it to their 21st consecutive NCAA Division I championship tournament. There's only 5 other schools that have ever done that. We'll have more on that. Aggie football gearing up for the Carolina team that is headed to town this weekend and fall practice slash scrimmages, sort of, for A&M baseball and softball today. All that more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
So it's like their 21st consecutive in a row.
Yes.
Yeah, without stopping.
Correct.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty remarkable.
Yeah. So there you are. It's 7:13. So now, Patrick.
Yes.
You worked at SeaWorld in another life. Is that right?
I did.
Yeah. What did you do?
I was a lifeguard.
Oh.
The water park.
You weren't like a chum chopper or anything.
Okay. No.
Okay. With a continuing controversy over whether the amusement park should keep killer whales.
Adventure park.
Oh, is that what it's called?
That's what they call themselves.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Wait, hang on. Let me get a pen here. Okay, so right there.
I was pretty well indoctrinated.
Okay.
Wow, and you thought spelling on the radio was ready. Yeah.
That eraser is almost done, isn't it?
No, that's a pen. I was scratching it out. Yeah.
All right.
With the continued controversy over whether the adventure parks should keep killer whales and to combat declining... Should we call them killer whales? That's... How they feel about being called killer whales? I think we need to be sensitive to that. Is there an alternative name we could give them besides killer whales?
Orca?
I don't know. Before you know it, they may be calling for the CEO to resign. anyway, SeaWorld says SeaWorld San Diego has decided to phase out its current killer whale show starting in 2017.
Interesting.
The show, which stars longtime crowd favorite Shamu, will be changed to a show that has fewer tricks and is more about the orca's natural behaviors in the wild. The hoping to draw more attention to the company's conservation efforts, you see.
And they do that a lot.
Yeah.
They're very focused on conservation. I think San Diego's the SeaWorld that they were making the habitat more natural.
Yeah, okay.
If you've been to a SeaWorld or seen one of the shows, it's less arena-like, and they've thrown in some plants and rocks and just make it look like, oh, you get to peer into their world.
Well, you know, but in California, they've got the, the aquarium, the center, in Monterey, mm-hmm. They have a fantastic center for that kind of stuff, and it's all very natural, and because it is, obviously, it's sitting right there on the ocean, and kind of they've incorporated the ocean into it. That's a pretty neat deal. But kids still want to be splashed.
Well, yeah.
Don't they?
And I'm wondering how many millions of people go through these parks for just a handful of kids to say, you know what, that's what I want to do. I want to work with animals. I want to be a marine biologist.
Probably not.
None? You think zero?
Some. I think some.
You don't think there's at least some consideration of a trade-off there?
Sure. I think there probably is. Well, what you need to do is, like anything else, and The San Diego Zoo is a great example. I mean, you at least somebody like me, I'm unindoctrinated in that. It appears that they do so much that they can for a habitat for animals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, therefore, for a lot of, I mean, what they can do is from a climatological standpoint, or maybe some of the things that would be indigenous, plants would be indigenous to the areas where they live naturally, they give them a habitat that's like that. It's a little more difficult when you're talking critters that live in the water, but still, they're trying to do that. And I guess they're doing a good job. I mean, we can look at zoos that we get to see regularly, maybe like in Houston or San Antonio or Fort Worth and Waco. And, you know, what are they doing there? How have they changed? Because they certainly don't have the money that SeaWorld does.
Yeah.
SeaWorld's got some big bucks. The San Diego Park is also the center of a controversy over its project to breed the whales. The park currently has 11 whales with another 13 split between Orlando and San Antonio. They're planning to construct enough tanks to nearly double the space of the orcas. The California Coastal Commission ruled they would not allow a breeding program, but they're going to go ahead and build for it anyway. And, of course, another image problem for the theme park, what are they called? Adventure
park. Adventure park.
Yeah. Has been the anti-SeaWorld documentary Blackfish, which has been aired repeatedly on CNN. So, we'll see. But, I mean, did it make you want to do that?
To a degree, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So how many times did you got some inside stories, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They paid us worse than city lifeguards because we have the benefit of coming to the park on our days off, which everyone wants to do.
Of course you want to go back to work on your day off.
There were some really great perks. It was a great park to work for. Anheuser-Busch was an amazing company to work for.
Okay.
It was really an interesting combination, Anheuser-Busch and SeaWorld.
Sure. What did you get to pet?
Beers at the beer school.
You got to pet the beers?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, okay. Yeah, they had beer school.
Really?
pet dolphins and stuff like that. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right. But they don't feed beer to the fish, right?
No.
All right, okay. Well, yeah. All right, you got that going on. All right, so VW trying to extricate themselves from their little problem, okay? Trying to buy their way out of it. And, you know, you can bet they sat the number crunchers down and said, what's it going to take for us to get out of this thing? Owners of nearly a half million diesel Volkswagens and Audis in U.S. America are eligible for $1,000 in gift cards and vouchers as the company is trying to please the customers hit by the emissions rigging scandal. Do you know anybody who owns a diesel, Volkswagen diesel or Audi?
No. I did,
diesel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do they live in Texas?
Yes.
Have you discussed this with them at all?
No.
Okay.
They moved
okay.
away.
They
lived here. But.
Okay, I just wonder if they feel guilty as they're driving. Do they hate themselves for driving because this car is emitting more than they said it was?
No, especially since the diesel's cheaper. I mean, they're loving that economy.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, the diesel is down to about the price of gas, which is not bad at all. VW announced the offer yesterday. The car owners have been in limbo since mid-September. Or not. When Volkswagen admitted that the cars are equipped with software that turns off the pollution controls during government tests and turns it on while they're on the road. Yeah! VW has yet to announce a fix for the cars, but in the meantime, we're just going to give you some money, okay?
Isn't that sort of like holding your breath when the doctor puts the tape around your waist?
Yeah! Oh, yeah, sure, exactly, exactly.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let go. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says the cars... Yeah. Okay, 10 to 40 times the allowable amount. The $500, let's get to what you get. The $500 Visa gift card can be used anywhere, while the $500 voucher can be used at a VW dealership for things like oil changes and the new set of tires, and even a down payment on a new car. The offer also includes, because that's going to go a long way. The offer also includes free roadside assistance for diesel vehicles for 3 years. So there you go. Just trying to help you out a little bit. I mean, I got the $500 Visa. Why don't I give you a $1,000 Visa card? Because, you know, once again, nobody ever jacks with the prices on service or anything, right?
No.
I shouldn't say that, should I? Okay, I'm sorry. So, $720. Well, we've been telling you about this. I guess this must be the biggest thing that's going on in Seattle. I mean, we told you about this. We told you we were going to tell you about this. And then today is the day that they're actually cleaning the gum off the wall in
yes.
Seattle. Do they have live CNN coverage of that?
I would bet they do.
I hope so. I wish Fox had sent Geraldo Rivera out there for it.
That would be awesome. And his mustache would get stuck on the wall. I would love that.
An estimated 1 million pieces of gum will be removed because the chemicals, sugar, and additives in the gum are starting to wear on the building's brick exterior. The gum will be removed with an industrial steam machine, which will melt it till it falls to the ground, and then crews will scoop it up and put it in buckets. So, yeah. Yeah, would that be delightful or what? Could we guesstimate what the color of it will be? What will the color of that stuff be?
Oh, gray, I'm guessing.
I guess, yeah, it's probably
But when
right.
you look at the wall, it's all different colors.
Yeah, but it ends up being gray when it's all melted down. So now then what was going to happen? I mean, who's going to be the first person to once again deface the wall with gum? Do they get to start all over again?
Yes, they do.
Hopefully the guy's steam cleaning it.
You know, you're right. That's exactly right. The guy who cleans it off ought to be able to put the inaugural second piece on there. In England, a Subway employee, Subway like the eaten place, not Subway like the tube, locked in a walk-in refrigerator after the door closed behind her while she was putting away some milk. She was alone wrapping up the night shift, so there was nobody there to help. In a move of desperation, the employee wrote, "Help me," in ketchup on a piece of cardboard, held it up to the video surveillance camera. Nobody was watching it. She spent the night in the fridge. Obviously, it turned out okay because we're kind of chuckling about it.
I thought those things had, like, emergency levers on the inside.
It's England.
Oh, England.
Those people don't know anything about that. Hello.
Hello. I'm guessing that cleaning chewing gum off of walls is above Geraldo's pay grade.
You know, you're probably... Go ahead.
At least it should be.
Well, yeah, I hear you, but I'd still like to have his comments on it. I mean, if he can go and open up Al Capone's safe, he could stand there while they wash the gum off the wall. Anyway, lady, next morning people came in, and I guess she's banging on the door by then, and they got her out. Even though she was just wearing her, you know, regular short-sleeve shirt and some leggings, she survived. Just remember. Just put something on the doors, the trash can, so that the door won't close behind you. Probably a pretty good fix on that.
You would think.
I would think so. Coming up in the next half hour, who speeds the most, who speeds the least? And we're all spending $615 a year, and we're getting nothing for it.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881, or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? We'll try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Folks at Intercon want to remind you that there's a pretty good way for you to make sure that your utility bills are as low as they can be. It's two things, and they work on both of them for you. That's your windows, either repairing the ones that you have or replacing them with windows that are more energy efficient, and solar screens in the heat of the summer. Those two things can make a difference in your heating and cooling bills. Now, the efficiency of your windows, you may already know. I mean, you may have lived with it for a long, long time. Well, one of the great things about Intercon being a local company is that they'll do the work in stages. They'll work something out with you so that you can get it done in a way that probably fits your budget. And because you're dealing with a local company instead of a big box store, you know that the employees who are working and doing the work are local people. So you're helping the economy as well. But most importantly, you're getting a quality product at a fair price with no high pressure. And I mention that because there are people in that business who do tend to try to put pressure on you. Intercon won't do that. They'll give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone. So give them a call at 823 3639 and let them help you out. And if you're a BTU customer, there may be some incentives there that'll help you as well. Intercon, 823-3639.
Are you or is someone you love suffering from sandwich envy? Do you look longingly at other Subway sandwiches and wish they were your own? Not surprisingly, this is a common side effect of the Subway Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt. With tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, Monterey cheddar, and cool creamy ranch on freshly baked bread. Fortunately, there is an effective cure for sandwich envy. Get to Subway and grab your own Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt today. It's that simple. Subway. Eat fresh. Warning, while eating Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt, those around you may begin to suffer from their own sandwich envy.
Good morning. It's 7:26 now. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Wilton's Offers Works, celebrating 20 years in business thanks to you. Stop in and see their showroom on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or go to wiltons.com. High temperature today, 77. Under mostly cloudy skies, it'll be down to 67 tonight. And tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of showers with a high of about 80 degrees. Clear skies on Wednesday night, though, at 62. And then it's kind of cooler. Thursday's high is 70. The low will be 61. The high on Friday, high is 64. And then Friday night, we're looking at a low of 48. And then on Saturday, a slight chance of showers at about 20% and a high of 64. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 3, 93% relative humidity, overcast skies, looking at 61.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Another blatant lie from the regime has been exposed. The regime repeatedly told us the surge of illegal immigrant families crossing the border past 2 years, primarily due to violent conditions in their home countries, but that's not true. Federal agents interviewed hundreds of families who illegally entered the country from Central America. The House Judiciary Committee obtained the report prepared for the regime and shared it with the Associated Press. Additionally, the AP got its hands on copies of the interview summaries. The reason behind the surge is actually simple. Illegal immigrant families believe they would be allowed to stay in the U.S. and collect public benefits if they got here. It's no more complicated than that. Now, what is the regime's response? Well, they blame the report. A spokeswoman from the Customs and Border Protection's Office of Intelligence says the report was not intended to be a comprehensive analysis. Jay Johnson, the head of Homeland Security, still sticking with the old spin. In fact, he wants $1 billion more to spend in Central America to address the problems that supposedly make illegal immigrants leave, like crime and violence. So the regime gets busted in a huge lie, and they double down. A lot of us didn't need a report, though, to tell us the real reason illegal immigrant families are invading the southern border. It's because the regime and the Democrat Party want them to. Next step is to register them to vote. It's that simple.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel. Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home. Well, that's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi or when you shop online. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, they have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all of those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do and feel better protected. Plans start at only $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The final race has been decided from this year's city school election. What was a tie vote in the contested seat for the College Station School Board went to Mike Nugent. He received all four provisional votes that were accepted by the Brazos County Ballot Board to defeat Philip Garrett.
The best part about it has been going through it with Mr. Garrett. And I said at the very beginning that I felt, as I got to know him through this process, that I thought no matter the outcome in this election, the CSISD was going to win, because I felt like whoever came out on top, there were two qualified, capable guys.
And Superintendent Clark Ely thanked election officials for their assistance.
The county's been great to work with us, and they've been great to help both candidates understand, you know, what the options are, what their rights were, and, you know, what the different eventualities could lead to. So it's been an interesting experience, and I'm glad that we were able to get to a resolution this evening.
The CSISD board will canvass the vote tomorrow morning. A four-month investigation of online solicitation of underage girls by the Burleson County Sheriff's Office and DPS has led to the arrests of a Rockdale couple. 20-year-old Ashley Straub and 37-year-old Joseph Schiffelbein were picked up Saturday as they arrived at a Caldwell business. Deputy Christine Labertu says the arrests were made before three girls, ages 11, 14, and 16, were going to be used to make pornographic movies.
On Saturday at the time of the arrest, was it the plan that the illegal actions were going to be taking place, and this
yes.
was, and the arrest was a preventative measure then?
Yes, that is correct.
Had the victims
been violated at all?
Before Saturday?
No, they had not.
Authorities want to be contacted if you're aware of a child who is involved in a dangerous online relationship or suspect anyone who is exploiting juveniles.
Honestly, our main concern is that we want parents to realize that it does reach out nationally, including our small community that we're all very proud of, and we need to make sure that parents are keeping an eye on what their children are doing and who they're talking to online.
Labertu says additional charges and arrests are possible. A Bryan man on probation for firing a gun in one Bryan bar 3.5 years ago has been arrested for chopping off the hand of a man outside another Bryan bar the weekend before last. 38-year-old Paulino Martinez is also being held for immigration authorities, along with violating probation from the March 2012 incident inside Villar El Tapatio and new charges from the new parking lot of the Tropicana Club. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says investigators have learned what might have caused the fight.
According to the probable cause statement, it does state that there was a previous altercation between the suspect and another person. However, you know, each person has a different side of the story, which, you know, is not exactly cohesive.
The man who lost his hand, who had also been armed with a machete, remains hospitalized. McKeithen says no one else has been arrested, and investigators are wrapping up their work in this case. Another local official has announced plans to run for re-election next year. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons is seeking a second term. Filing doesn't start until next Monday and will continue through December 14th. Also declaring ahead of the start of the filing period are Sheriff Chris Kirk, Brazos County State Representatives Kyle Cassell and John Rainey, and a primary opponent for Rainey, former College Station City Councilman Jess Fields. A week after voters approved roughly $5 billion for highway improvements, the timeline is being established to spend the money. Texas Transportation Commissioner Victor Vandergriff has been charged with helping lawmakers distribute the new funding.
The money has to go across the state, and we recognize that different, as I said, different areas are different in terms of their priorities, but there has to be a state priority, and there also has to be a plan in which you do have to be accountable for the funds.
TxDOT has been tasked with developing performance measures and metrics by March of 2017 to most effectively deal with rural connectivity and urban congestion. You have less than 2 weeks to submit your entry for the 89th BCS Christmas Parade.
We already have a few entries that have already come in, but, you know, the frenzy is always the last few days.
Parade Chairwoman Penny Zent says entries for the Winter Wonderland theme parade are due Friday, November 20th by 5 p.m.
The actual parade is on Sunday, December the 6th. 2 p.m. is the start time. We leave from Polo Road and University Drive in College Station, then turn north on Texas Avenue, and the parade disbands south of Villa Maria.
Zent says you can submit entry forms online at bcsparade.com or in person to SIG Insurance in Bryan. Former Texas A&M President Bowen Lofton is leaving the same job at the University of Missouri. The governing body for the MU system says Lofton will leave the chancellor's job at the end of the year after less than 2 years in the post. Lofton will remain with the flagship campus in Columbia as the director for research facility development. According to the MU system, Lofton will be involved in leading their efforts to construct new facilities and renovate current facilities to meet the university's research needs. The resignations of Lofton and his boss, System President Tim Wolf, were called for by black student groups, saying it had done a poor job of responding to complaints about racial issues, including that minority students had been subjected to slurs. The deans of nine university departments wrote to Wolf and the university system's governing board calling for Lofton's removal. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 60 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
Quality and yield. That's what top producing Texas growers are getting with FiberMax cottonseed. Mark Howard from Delhart.
FiberMax has given us opportunity to use these new varieties that we can grow and push those cotton yields way up there and still maintain quality. That's a dream come true.
Michael Sinach from Spring Lake.
I planted FiberMax. When you feel bolls hitting you in the shin when you're walking down the road, you know it's going to be good.
FiberMax for quality and yield. Watch the stories behind the bales at FiberMax-HighYielders.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as a company who offers it. That's why Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design in College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Good morning, it's 7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder, 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Few of us may see some breaks of sun this morning, but cloudiness will be filling in across the area today. Highs near 75. By evening, there could be a stray shower. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. The risk of a shower overnight, lows 65 to 70. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the day, 75 to 80. It will clear tomorrow night, lows 50 to 55. Sunshine and cooler for Thursday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Bit of a difficult trip for them to get here from Seattle, but playing on Friday night here for us is it's a lot of fun, and I know it'll be a great experience for us.
That's Coach G. Guerrieri on the Washington Huskies, who are making their way to Aggieland for the NCAA soccer tournament. More on that, we'll also have a look at the NBA and all the goings-on in Missouri, plus more in sports here in about 12 minutes.
So it's cloudy outside.
It's supposed to be like that on and off today.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, we're not kidding. So here's a list that Bryan College Station is glad they're really not on. However, the list comes from College Station. What would it be? It's our buddy Tim Lomax at Texas A&M's Transportation Institute, naming the busiest highways in the state of Texas.
Ooh.
And we ain't there. We have a new number one, ladies and gentlemen.
Austin.
So now, if you're going to Austin, what do you do there at at the split. Do you take 290 or do you do 71?
71.
Man.
Well, it all depends on where you got to go.
Exactly. Yeah, what in the town?
If you're doing like Arboretum or something like that, then you're going to go 290. If you're going to the airport and or down in that area, you'd take 71. That space right there on I-35 between 290 and 71 is the most congested roadway in the state of Texas.
No kidding.
Yep. And they, what they do is they do the cost of the delay. Aha.
Okay. $64 billion.
Yeah, exactly. $723 trillion in 1 year. Isn't that amazing? Who knew?
Wow.
Now they come up with, I don't know, $201 million is what they say. It driving on this road, which I seldom, very seldom drive on that part of 35. I don't have any reason to do
that. If you can avoid at all costs, do so.
Driving on this road takes 2.5 times longer in peak traffic than it does in light traffic. When is there light traffic on I-35 right there? Tell me where that would be.
3 a.m.
So anyways, 290 to Ben White, basically that area right there. Okay, number two, and used to be number one, is the West Loop. Okay, and six, that's the Katy Freeway to U.S. 59.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, U.S. 59 is pretty horrible anyway.
Oh.
The East Tex Freeway, which I can't... When I lived in Beaumont, obviously, I'd drive on the East Tex Freeway, but, you know, I haven't been on the East Tex Freeway in a long time. But that's 2.5, almost 2.3 times longer for traffic to go than it does in non-peak. And then just generally the Southwest Freeway, 59, those are your top four.
Was it Katy Freeway, what now?
Which one, number two? Number two is the Katy Freeway, I-10, U.S. 90 to Southwest Freeway.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, and then the fifth one's Stemmons. Stemmons has been horrible for like 5 decades, though. So, that's but there you go. That's from and again, so glad we don't drive any of those every day. Hello.
Well, at least we have supernatural goodness.
We do. We have supernatural goodness.
Yes, we do.
And who could ask for more than supernatural goodness? Is what I'm thinking. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6:30, 6:25.
Is it Tuesday already?
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Or commuting.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. Yeah. So I'm hoping this may be just the deal that happens on Tuesdays.
Right.
That it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Stuff.
You know?
Stuff.
That's not that
pressing.
Oh,
I like this song.
Yeah, thanks.
Good. Sure,
bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up.
See, we can play an up-tempo song because we have people that can actually drive 70 miles an hour to work, as opposed to people who are on I-35 between 71 and 290 who can't do that.
Who are beating their steering wheel in time with the music.
Yeah! Oh.
Yeah!
All right, there you go. That's your up-tempo music for this morning.
I just sent that text to a friend of mine who lives in Katy.
Yeah.
And the response was, duh.
Yeah. You getting paid to tell me that, are you?
Sent while parked on the freeway.
Exactly. with a picture sitting out the front window.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is my world. What's yours? All right, so each U.S. American household pays $615 a year for something you never get anything for. It is the money we pay to cover retailers' losses for shoplifting.
Oh, goodness.
Shoplifting is a $13 billion industry in U.S. America. And so, question, what are people stealing the most? We'll do the top nine because we don't do 10.
Batteries.
Number nine is DVDs and video games. Number eight is Number eight is lingerie. Number seven is razor blades.
Really? Those are expensive.
Well, they are.
How do you get them, though?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Because they're vastly expensive. They usually keep them behind lock and key, and if not, they put them in some sort of a shrink wrap container or clamshell container that's basically the size of a football. So how are you going to shoplift that? Number six, mobile phone accessories, chargers and covers and stuff. Number five is sunglasses. Hi, I'll just wear them out. Number four, swimwear and sportswear. Number three, fashion accessories and facial creams. They tie for third. Makeup. This, like many on the list, the makeup just gets stolen because it's small and it's easy to pocket. Number one most shoplifted item, it says here, wine and liquor.
Huh.
Again,
how do you get out the door with
container
that?
Size would seem to be make that a little problematic, but obviously somebody's gotten it figured
Sorry
out.
About your goiter.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hey parents, you've probably noticed that your children won't develop good manners on their own. But do you know the most effective way to teach your children how to be polite and respectful toward others? Well, give this step-by-step method a try. Just remember the 3 R's: rehearse, remind, and reinforce. It starts with rehearsing whatever you'd like your child to learn. So let's say you have a visitor coming to your house. You can tell your son or daughter, when I introduce you, I'd like you to smile, look him or her in the eye, and say, "It's nice to meet you." Then help your child practice so they'll feel comfortable. Next, remind your child. Right before your guest arrives, make sure your child remembers what you asked them to do. And if you have younger children, be patient. They may need a little nudge when the big moment comes. Don't shame or embarrass them. Just give your child a simple reminder of what to do when it's time for them to speak. Finally, reinforce their good manners. When your guest leaves, tell your child, "I was so proud of you when I introduced you to my friend, and you looked him in the eye and said it was nice to meet you. You did such a great job." Those are the 3 R's: rehearse, remind, and reinforce. Whatever manners you're hoping your child will learn, practice that 3-step method with consistency, and I know you'll be pleased with the changes you see in your child's manners. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:49. Texas A&M football gearing up for their last home game of the season, and their opponent, the Western Carolina Catamounts, coming into a game after a 48-10 win over Furnham. Their senior quarterback, Tony Mitchell, was named the Southern Conference Offensive Player of the Week. He accounted for 360 total yards and had his hand in five different touchdowns. We'll learn more about the Aggies and what they plan to do to Mr. Mitchell at Aggie Football Media Day, which is today. And by the way, the kickoff was announced for the Aggs' November 21st game against Vanderbilt in Vandy. It's set for 6:30 and can be heard on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The NCAA announced yesterday the Aggie soccer team will host the Washington Huskies in the NCAA Division I Championship first-round match at Ellis Field. That's this coming Friday. That keeps their streak alive at 21 consecutive years. Here's head coach G. Guerrieri on the tournament and the Huskies.
Really excited to be playing at home because only half the field gets to play at home. And for us to be able to be back at Ellis Field is always really special for us. Washington comes in as a really good team. You know, they've beaten two of the seeded teams this tournament so far. They knocked off USC. They knocked off Cal. They also beat UCLA. It's a bit of a difficult trip for them to get here from Seattle, but playing on Friday night here for us is it's a lot of fun, and I know it'll be a great experience for us.
The Aggs are one of only five teams to make it to every NCAA tournament since 1995. The other schools include North Carolina, Notre Dame, Virginia, and Penn State. A&M baseball's fall practice session and the chase for the Omaha Cup will wrap up this week's Maroon and White Championship Series that starts today and runs all the way through Friday. The scrimmages are at 3:30 each afternoon, featuring the Farmers and the Plowboys in their squad games. Fall practices and scrimmages are open to the public. A&M softball will continue their fall season as well, hosting Tyler Junior College this afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Maroon and White have won all four of their games so far this season by double digits, and they look to continue that against the Apaches. And Aggie helped break a record for one of the oldest and most heralded football teams in the NFL.
Cutler from outer center, takes, turns, play fake, rolling, open, right side, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown Bears to Marty Bennett! And for Jay Cutler, that is now the all-time record in touchdowns in Bears history, passing Sid Luckman.
Jay Cutler became the Chicago Bears all-time leader in touchdown passes, throwing two more in the 22-19 comeback win over San Diego last night in Monday Night Football. Cutler broke Sid Luckman's 72-year-old record by hitting Aggie Martellus Bennett for a second quarter touchdown. The president of the University of Missouri system has resigned amid protests over racial tension that drew the support of the football team, including the head coach and athletic directors. Here's Tim Wolf.
I'm resigning as president of the University of Missouri system. My motivation in making this decision comes from love. I love MU, Columbia, where I grew up, in the state of Missouri. I have thought and prayed about this decision. It's the right thing to do. The response to this announcement, I'm sure, ranges from joy for some to anger to others, and that's why we're here today.
Over the week, at least 30 black players vowed not to take part in team activities until Mr. Wolf resigned or was forced out. Former Aggie Chancellor and now Missouri Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton also announced his resignation, although he will stay on through the end of the year and shift to leading research efforts. Jumping out of the hardwood of the NBA, where Kawhi Leonard had 24 points and the Spurs beat the Sacramento Kings 106-88. And in that vein, Spurs star Tim Duncan has filed yet another lawsuit against a former financial advisor who Duncan contends cost him millions of dollars in lost investments. The lawsuit filed last week claims Charles Burks urged Duncan to invest $1.1 million in a cosmetics company. And finally, the Associated Press has released their preseason All-American picks. Senior Kyle Wilcher of Gonzaga, George Nyang of Iowa State, and Buddy Hield of Oklahoma were selected to the Associated Press All-American team. Junior Chris Dunn of Providence and freshman Ben Simons of LSU round out the team. The fact that Simons is a freshman makes the third straight year the All-American team has featured at least one freshman. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Josh.
And Sienna.
From the Chocolate Gallery. We want to thank you for voting us best chocolates in the Brazos Valley for the second year in a row.
We love preparing premium chocolates and pastries for you and are dedicated to bringing you new flavor experiences. This fall, we'll be incorporating the pastry techniques and world flavors that we discovered at Expo Milano in Italy.
Experience the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 14th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 14th. Fall fun for the whole family. Brought to you in part by Party Time Rentals, NovoSat Enterprises, and LKL Insurance.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates, and having known you for closing in almost 20 years.
A long time, yeah.
I got to say congratulations. I was really blown away. I saw the Facebook post about a week ago.
Thank you.
And knowing a little something about the Aggie 100, being in the upper echelon of businesses on the planet,
yeah,
it's got to make you
world.
Feel pretty good.
We feel good. We feel great about it. We didn't think that we were going to quite make it this year, so we were pleased to discover that we were on the list. And really, we're celebrating our team members. We feel like we're here as a result of course, our clients who trust us and continue to refer business to us, but also the people who work in our office, who come in every day to serve our clients, to support one another, to hold each other accountable, to put forth the product that we have. We're really proud.
And there's a lot of vetting that goes on with this, fairly stringent. And you guys, I mean, you made it into the top 100. That's pretty remarkable. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. It's a power ratio over 3 years. So, yeah.
To see exactly what we're talking about, go online to zarealestate.com.
Sonny's Barbershop made my top 10 list of things for which I'm grateful this year. Sonny's is Aggieland's traditional barbershop that has a tradition of giving me haircuts that complement and enhance my appearance. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. Plus, Sonny's family-friendly atmosphere makes it a safe, comfortable place to bring sons or grandsons for outstanding haircuts. If you're not thankful for your barbershop, go to Sonny's to maintain your values and take the men in your family to a real man's barbershop for a real man's haircut. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. And you're talking records just a minute ago. Sid Luckman's record that's 70 years old. Peyton Manning, I don't know if he broke Brett Favre's record for the most career passing yards or not, but he'll be able to before the season is over. What happened is three professors decided to actually rank the sports records that are the hardest to break.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Number 10 is the single-game passing record in the NFL, which is 554 yards in one game. Career assist, Wayne Gretzky in hockey. Number 8, Cy Young had the career complete game, 749.
That's
that'll never happen.
No.
Because they don't do that
anymore.
Now, Wilt Chamberlain, single game of 100 points, came in at number 7.
That won't happen again.
Career wins, Cy Young once again at 511. Oscar Robertson's season triple doubles. How many triple doubles in one season? He did 41.
Yeah, it was stupid.
In one season, which would be like half the games that they play or something like that. Jim Bottomley, single games runs batted in a single game, 12. That's a major league record.
Holy cow.
Consecutive game hits, 56. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Yep.
Number 2, Nolan Ryan, career no-hitters, 7.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will touch that one either.
And nobody's going to break Barry Bonds' record for, not home runs, career intentional walks. Because, I mean, think about it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Why bother? Just give him the base.
Situation. Happened 688 times in his career.
Anyway. Who did the career the most passing yards in a football game?
Norm Van Brocklin.
What, Van Brocklin?
Norm Van Brocklin back in 1951.
500-plus yards.
Yeah. And again, you know, I guess that one might.
That could happen.
That could happen. But still, it's interesting the things that they put up there as far as, hey, this is really going to be a big deal when it happens. And the reason they make a big deal out of it is because everybody knows who both players are. They know Brett Favre. And they know Peyton Manning.
Sure.
And so, as a result, they think that's a big deal. All right. In the meantime, who speeds the most? Who speeds the least?
Girls.
Out of 40
I was going with gender, too.
But wait a minute. No. These are no. Okay. Well, speed most or speed least?
Most.
Well, I'm not going to say.
No, okay. I was going to say, get yourself in trouble over that.
I threw it out there.
All right. Here we go. By occupation, those who speed the least. Homemakers, librarians, law enforcement, secretaries, and teachers. For those who speed the most, number 5 is architects. Number 4 is politicians.
Because they can get out of it.
Had one on the phone with us when it happened.
We did.
Yes. Number 3, manual laborers. Number 2, enlisted military. Number 1, and we know it, students. Yeah. Now, you guys went ahead and genderized it, but fine.
Yes, I did.
Just be that way.
Yes, I will.
All right. Here's our weather. Look for a high day. Temperature about 77 today, 67 tonight, 80 tomorrow with a 50-50 chance of rain. Just as a heads up, the low Friday night, 48. That's the low. 61 now. WTAW.